Welcome back to a special episode of Relish the Journey. This is the Stone State Studio Social. If you remember back to episode 37, I interviewed a man by the name of Chad Evans. Chad owns Stone State Entertainment, and the last Thursday of every month, he opens up his studio to the public and has really created a safe haven for creative individuals here in central Pennsylvania, where he's got an open bar. This time there was a magician, there's other events happening, and it's all about networking and fostering that creative spirit. So we decided to set up a podcast set up in the corner and just start cycling people through the microphones to hear their stories and really why they're there and what they're pursuing. And had some great conversations, and we're start doing this every month whenever we can. So enjoy this mashup of guests, and we'll have more info at the end of how you can come to the next Stone State Studio Social.
Thank you for letting me squat in the corner and do this.
You are the man. You got the microphone. You are good to go.
I got the microphone. I have the power. We can point at people walking by.
Yeah, and say, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So we're here at your place, yeah, at Stone State Entertainment for your monthly studio social. And so what we're going to do tonight is just pull random people that are here for this networking event and talk about what they're doing and why they're here and just hear what their story is.
Yeah.
In line with Relish the Journey and what you're doing with the video. So I'm curious with you to help kick this off is what's the story behind the Studio Social? How'd you come up with it and why do you do it in the first place?
Well, yeah, so it's a Stone State Social, all right? So a little over a year ago, Paul Smith and myself, Paul Smith has 8 days a week studio, which is the recording studio they're sitting right next to. Paul Smith can't be here today.
Right.
He's a little ill under the weather and he feels really a bit bad about that. But Paul and I got together and said, what we really need to do is bring in like-minded individuals into this creative space where we have audio and video production, and we have 7 offices upstairs, and it's just this whole creative hub where we want to bring in like-minded individuals to come in, have an open bar, mingle, network, and just really get to know each other in a place that isn't really known for its arts or creativity, which is Northumberland County, Pennsylvania.
Right.
So this is where we came up with a Stone State Social, and it's the last Thursday of every month, and people are like, well, why Thursday? Well, because it's funny. Like, that we want the last Thursday of every month, you know? So yeah, the last Thursday of every month at 5 o'clock, we open our doors to the public. Anybody that's interested in audio recording, video production, maybe they want to be a singer, maybe they own a business, maybe they want to get into film, maybe they're a hip-hop artist and wants to learn some beats. Like, we're all just a bunch of nerds around here that have an open bar that invite the public in and just create connections with one another.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I came here last month for the first time.
Yeah.
And then I met a couple people that are on the radio for full-time. You know, a guy in a band, a hip-hop dude. Today I met a woman that works for a basement company we'll get on later, an aspiring photographer. I saw there were some musicians. It's really this hodgepodge of people, which is awesome. You know why I do what I do. This gets me jazzed.
This is really great.
But it's just really cool. Yeah. So has it worked, I guess? And so before you answer that, in my mind goes, has it worked? Has it gotten you business with this? Or is it really just fueling your, you know, passion still? And that's how you define it work.
The bottom line is just creating a community to get together.
Right.
But I will tell you, since day one, and you have a mix of people. You might have 20 people in here one night, or you might have close to 100 coming in and out. You never really know. But it does increase business for us, and for Paul as well.
Right.
And unfortunately, he's not here to demo his stuff. But, you know, if a musician is looking for a recording space, and a musician is like, no, I got a friend that has a studio in their basement. And that's fine. That's okay. But what you really need to see is a recording studio. This place is built for acoustics. And what Paul has done for audio recording for local bands in this area is pretty remarkable. But it does increase business in terms of just the whole networking scheme and showcasing some of the stuff that we do for other people. And so forth. But at the end of the day, it's not really so much about increasing business, even though that's nice, but it's just, it's really helping other people to know that, like, hey, you're like us.
Right.
Right. We live in this area that's, you know, if if you live in this area and you're not a nurse, what are you going to do?
Right? Maybe go to college.
Yeah, maybe go to college.
You know, work in a factory.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to showcase this place to let people know if you are creative, if you do graphic design, if you do artistics, if you put graphics on a t-shirt, if you want to do hip-hop, if you want to produce beats, if you want to learn videography, take pictures, photography, the whole thing is that there's a community in this area, in the middle of nowhere of central PA, that think the same way you do.
Right.
So we're just trying to create that whole connectivity with one another in the middle of nowhere. And it's working. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it because I felt not like an outsider, but you feel like you're the only person doing the thing you're doing.
Yeah, sure.
Until you realize, like, holy crap, there's this hole in the wall place on A Street in Northumberland.
In the middle,
I didn't even know this place was here.
Yep.
And it's filled with people that think just the way I think and are doing cool things, creative things. And it's awesome to meet people. And last time, I don't think I could shut up. And I was just like the crazy guy running around talking about what I was doing.
Yeah.
And
it
was
so, I mean,
I got so excited.
Here we are in the last day of February, and it's cold out, and it's miserable, and it's the winter months, and nobody comes out and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, spring and summer and stuff, they really start to come out and really open up about what they want to do and share their stories. And that's why we started this podcast, is to help them share those stories to hopefully anybody that wants to listen to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And so I'm excited to find those people and have them share those stories and find where other people can find them and take this kind of online where they can all follow each other. And I think that's what I like about it is the idea of just bringing value, right? Like, it does it work, that question, quote unquote. If you can't see me, I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
Because that's what, to me, I don't make a dime off my podcast, right? It's just I get to be in the room with some really cool people. Sure. And then that's how I know it works because I've grown so much in the past year just by expanding my network and getting outside my comfort zone. And so it'd be fun to put people in front of the microphone tonight who aren't used to doing interviews, make them talk about themselves. They're going to realize some things that were just in their head and they're going to say it out loud. And I'm sure we'll see some epiphanies.
Well, isn't this a cool setup too? Like we got the mics here. We got it all set up right here between Paul's space and my space. And we have a magician tonight.
That's right. He might make this microphone disappear. We'll see what happens.
He might. He's a local magician. His name is Brent Kessler, and he's phenomenal. And, you know, that's one of the avenues that Stone State wants to get into is to showcase area talent, you know, and to the best of our ability, and go from there, you know? Yeah. I mean, we got everybody from T. Reville walking through here. There he is. Hopefully he can come on later on. But, I mean, it's just really great. And I can't, Miles, thank you enough for doing this and kind of spearheading this. It's a lot of fun for everybody. And we don't know how it's going to go, but you never know how it's going to go unless you give it a shot.
Absolutely.
So,
and we're going to do it.
All right.
So let's give it a shot.
All right.
All right, guys, so thanks for sitting down with me. Let's start with your names and then why you're here, what you're about.
All right, so my name is Reese Housenecht.
My name is Carter Shear.
All right,
and
Reese.
We're going to talk about the 3D computer, or like holographic computer would be the more layman term for that.
Sure. So what is a 3D holographic computer?
So rather than having a screen like traditional computers, we're actually going to draw in the air, and so everything, the operating system will be three-dimensional. And you can compare this to, like, Star Wars, you know, how they showed Leia back in the day, or Iron Man's, cool stuff like that, how he was touching the, you know, stuff in the air. So that's our end goal here with this computer.
Yeah, sure. So how'd you guys get started in this? This isn't the normal thing that people just do for a hobby.
Yeah, so we've went through several prototypes.
A lot of prototypes.
You know, our first prototype was shooting water in the air and shining a laser beam at it.
All right.
And that didn't work too well. And we tried, you know, shining lasers at lasers to get a dot. And we ended up with this through several other prototypes. And from this, we plan on making, you know, stuff with photon ionization and photophoretic trapping. So
this sounds like Silicon Valley stuff.
Yeah.
And we're in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So is there much of a community for this? Are you guys pretty much, you know, an island by yourself?
Right. So, you know, we're starting off very small and just like any business would, right? And we're going to move on to, like, anybody who would use, like, a, you know, an iPhone or, like, a computer, right? We're going to try to market our computer to them as much as we can. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So there's really no market, per se. Like, you could say that Microsoft is making their augmented reality glasses, but no one's going to walk around with big goggles on their head, you know,
right.
That's not natural. And, you know, Google Glass, kind of more natural, but still, like, you have to put something on. You should be able to see your display with just your eyes, you know, make it natural and more of a 3D setting.
Right. So people can't see it right now because we're talking, but it's almost, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot cube, I'd say, you know, with stuff coming off it.
7 inches.
Okay, 7 inches. But is the goal then, you mentioned, is it going to be in a smaller, like, I could be like my iPhone, where it'd be
in my pocket? Yeah, so we actually have plans for kind of like a watch thing that uses photophoretic trapping, and you can use, I won't say too much to kind of reveal what's going on, but basically we can end up drawing an operating system right on a wristwatch, so that's one of our plans in the making, so alongside the computer. We have two computers planned out and a wristwatch, and they all get better and better.
That's awesome. So it'd be like my Apple Watch. I'm not wearing it right now, but
it'd be like your Apple Watch. Something could pop off. Look at the screen, just pop right off.
That's badass.
So. Yeah, and like the problem with the Apple Watch, I mean, the screen size is very small. So you have your iPhone, which is actually, you know, it's pretty big, right? But
yeah.
We want to have that entire screen be in the air. So, I mean, Apple's probably trying to do something like this where they have to, you just have your entire smartphone on your wrist.
Sure.
Just imagine having that entire smartphone, you know, like actually there, but there's not a small screen. Like you have the entire air to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like bigger companies could, you know, maybe get into this, but the main thing here is companies don't want to really start small, like with kind of an okay product, and then move their way up. But that's really what you have to do when you're introducing new technology. So realistically, it's going to require a new company. Like No one's going to come and start making a computer that can only type text like the really old ones did and then move their way up, because making an operating system is really hard. You have to start it off, and that's why we're not really worried about bigger companies, you know, coming in, because they're going to have to start off. They can't just move their way up. They have to get feedback and seeing how things work and testing out, and it just takes a long time. And that's why we're willing to take that.
And eventually, once we get into the, you know, the photo ionization version or the photo stimulation one, basically, instead of having pixels on a screen, you're going to have a 3D space, and the size of the quote-unquote pixel is going to be like an atom, like an individual molecule that's being fluoresced almost.
Right? Wow.
And then drawing with it. So you can imagine the quality that it will evolve into. You can see these like 5mm LEDs, you know, but that's going to evolve into something much higher quality. Yeah. So it will evolve into like the Star Wars holograms.
You can look at your screen really up close, and you can see the pixels. You can literally see them if you really look. But when you're using atoms to draw in the air, I mean, you're never going to... The density there is the most dense you'll ever get with a screen ever. So
that's amazing. So where can people find you guys to kind of visualize what we're talking about and learn more about the company that you're starting?
So on Instagram, you can follow us at Atmos3D.
So that's ATMOS3D.
Yes, ATMOS3D. And basically, I've just been trying to keep that up to date so that you could see as much as, you know, as we're working on stuff, we release more pictures, more videos, trying to get people like to have a little taste of what we're trying to do here at Atmos Computer. So
that's awesome. Well, guys, thanks for giving me a little snippet here. I gave you my card. I want to get a long form 60 minute into the minds of the inventors here on my regular show. You said a lot of words I don't even know.
Yes,
so
we can blow your mind.
This is awesome. And thanks for sitting down. I'm excited to learn more, and I think other people will be too.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice having this talk.
Yes, very nice.
Mr. Alexander, why don't you give us your name and what you're drinking here tonight?
My name is Kyle Alexander, and I am on Miller Lite.
Nice.
Miller Lite, that's a choice.
If you can't tell by that smooth, velvety voice, this gentleman is not like me. He's a professional broadcaster, right? So your job's in radio?
Yes, it is. I've been doing it since, actually, the day I turned 16, pretty much.
So how did that happen? At 16 years old, how do you find yourself on the radio?
Well, it was really weird how it all started. It actually started before that. I mean, when I was 6 or 7 years old, for some reason, I just thought radio was the coolest thing in the world. And my parents I'd bug them and bug them to go to live broadcasts and even to call the station and be able to go up and sit there during people's radio shifts. I think I sat with Chad when he was on the air at 94KX. So they would do it, and they'd be like, yeah, if you want to go, we'll take you up, which, you know, some people would be like, no, that's weird. I'm not going to take you up there. They don't want to bother you, which obviously now being on that side of it, it's not true. It's really cool when young people get involved in it. But so I turned 15. I was going to turn 16. It was a couple months before my 16th birthday, and I just kind of took a shot in the dark, and I sent an email to one of the program directors at the time around here, just basically saying, hey, I'm interested in radio. Do you need somebody to scrub floors, clean toilets, pave the parking lot. I don't care. I just want to do something right. at a radio station. And she emailed me back, and she said, well, yeah, I mean, you're turning 16, so we could use help being a board op. And for those not familiar, a board op is you sit there in the studio during like Penn State games, pro football games, and you would literally hit one button every 15 minutes. Whenever there was time for a commercial, you'd hit one button. So I did that for a year and a half. And then in high school, there was something called Career Exploratory. And I don't know if you've talked to Kyle Blessing or not.
I haven't, but Trevor Polly just did. Addiction Podcast. Okay. He has a Blessius, right?
Is his yeah, Blessius yeah. on YouTube. And he went to Shikellamy like I did. Same school. Went through the same program called Career Exploratory. I was a couple years younger than him, but they had this program called Career Exploratory to where you could literally kind of bag the first three classes of a school day and go to a place of employment and just job shadow.
That's awesome.
So I did that at radio station, and I was going around to colleges and applying places for communications, and I kind of got told at the place I was working that we'll give you a job full-time out of high school if you want to stay. So I'm thinking, well, I could go to college for this, but I'm being offered what I want to do.
Sure.
So why not skip the 4 years and just go do it?
Right.
And that's what I ended up doing.
That's awesome. So what's a behind-the-scenes thing? When people, they all listen to the radio, right? And they probably visualize something. So for me, I visualize this big room, huge boards, you know, all this fancy equipment. Are you actually like in a closet? You know, what's you know, bring us to reality. What's it really like?
So the biggest thing I hear all the time is, oh, it must be nice. You go and work for 5 hours and then you're done. You talk on the radio for 5 hours, and it's really not like that. And I'm glad it's not like that, because you'd get bored, right?
Sure.
Work for 4 or 5 hours and then have nothing to do. But with where I am now, I'm the program director of 94KX, and we have 5 radio stations up there. So my job and my day could, I mean, one day I could be on the air, cutting production, interviewing people, going to job fairs. Like yesterday, I went to Shmokin Elementary School and read for Read Across America.
Oh, that's awesome.
Week. So even little stuff like that, that kind of fills in the gap of a busy work day.
Sure.
Scheduling music, picking what songs are played, that's all part of it too. That's, I mean, you listen to a radio station, you think, oh, it's kind of just there. There's music.
Sure.
There's commercials. But there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that makes it happen, basically.
Do you get pressure to use like the radio voice? Like, hey, we're here with 94KX. It's Kyle Alexander.
I don't think I've ever had a radio voice, which I guess makes me a little different, because, and I think that's one way that radio has changed.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
I mean,
yeah.
You listen to air checks from jocks back in the 80s. They called them jocks at the time.
Sure.
And they were very, hey,
yeah,
it's sunny in 85 today here.
Right, and, there you go, yeah.
And now it's like all the DJs, for the most part, just try and keep it conversational. I mean, when you're driving to work in the morning or driving home in the afternoon, you want it to be like you have somebody sitting in your passenger seat.
Sure.
Having a conversation with you. And that's what we try and do every day. I mean, we try our best to do it.
Yeah. So, no, I think you do. I listen to the station. I was telling you earlier before we record that I was just listening to you this afternoon. And
yeah,
then here
thanks
we are.
A lot.
So, yeah.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. So that's changed in radio. And there's been a lot of changes in radio the past 10 or 15 years. I'd know when I was a kid and I'd go up and sit in a radio station, there would literally just be piles of CDs.
Right.
And there would be paper of what CD the DJ would have to play. Now it's just all on a computer. It's literally like the world's biggest, most complex version of iTunes.
Right.
So it's going that way. It's being more computerized. And another thing that radio is sort of getting into is more into the digital side.
Yeah, streaming and all that, right?
Streaming, geofencing, over-the-top TV. We have a whole digital department up there. That's what they do. They sell digital products, and that helps us expand our radio footprint, I think, a little bit. And social media has become huge for radio stations. Instagram, Facebook, websites, which, you know, they're kind of going by the wayside, I think, a little bit, because most people, they get on Facebook.
Yeah,
they
it's
get
all
on
about
Instagram.
Social media. Absolutely. Yeah.
And just changes like that 20 or 30 years ago.
Right.
Who would have known that you would never have to
pick
up
a CD? And imagine
where
it's going to be 20 to 30 years from now.
And that's just it. People sometimes will say, well, you know, radio, I don't really know, this and that.
As long as we're driving cars, there'll be radio.
Exactly. And local radio is what counts. And I'm very fortunate to work for a locally owned company. Our owners live here. They've grown up here. They know the area and they care about the area. And that's really important. I mean, you listen to a streaming audio platform or satellite radio, they're not going to tell you if you're sitting in traffic on your morning commute.
Sure.
Yeah. Satellite radio is not going to tell you why you're sitting in that traffic. And we have the ability to be able to come into your car and tell you, okay, well, there's an accident
here.
And
this by the barn that you always drive by.
And there's two lanes shut down. So go around it if you don't want to get held up for work. And that's something that, like I said, streaming, satellite, they can't do. And we have a full news department with WKOK up there as well, and a bunch of hardworking guys and girls, and they're constantly listening to scanners, and we just try to be as local as possible, and that's what has kept Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation going since 1933, and it's stronger than ever.
That's
I think.
I didn't realize it was been around that long. That's
1933.
Cool.
Right. 1933. So it's, like I said, it's really fortunate because there are bigger radio companies that have come in and bought smaller radio stations. And then it's the same thing. You listen to it and you never hear the DJ say what station it is. And the fact of the matter is because they don't live here.
Right.
They phone it in from two states away.
Sure.
But all our DJs live here. All of us grew up here, which is the insane part. Everybody on that radio station has grown up in central Pennsylvania.
That's awesome. That's cool.
So it really makes it something
to
be
proud
of.
So where can people find you guys?
94KX is one of our stations, and that's at WQKX.com. Of course, Facebook, Instagram. We also have 100.9 The Valley on Facebook as well. Eagle 107 on Facebook, 1380 WMLP, which is kind of a news talk station. And then we have, of course, 1070 WKOK, and that's on Facebook and Instagram as well, so people can check it out. And also on your smartphone, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, you just search the app and you can pull it up.
Nice.
You can literally listen live. You can view live traffic maps. You can look at the weather. You can see news headlines, local news headlines through our app. And that's another thing that's changed about radio, these apps that make it possible for people to listen on their smartphones and through their Alexas and their Google Home devices. It's just crazy, but you can find us any of those places, so check us out. If you've never listened before, give us a shot.
And what about you? You got some personal branding going on? We should find you someplace?
I'm on Facebook. Search for Kyle Alexander, or on Instagram, at The Real Kyle Alexander.
The Real Kyle Alexander.
The Real Kyle Alexander. I don't know why I did that. It was just one of those things.
Well, because there could be fake Kyle Alexanders.
Yeah.
You got to protect the brand.
They wanted me to pick a username, and I'm thinking, well, The Real Kyle Alexander. That sounds kind of nice.
I like it. Well, The Real Kyle, thanks for being real and sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
All right, absolutely. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, what is your name and what are you drinking?
My name is Brent Kessler. Tonight I'm having a Rusty Rail Spike IPA.
Nice. You know, I helped get that place started.
I would have figured that. Yeah. The whole Ritz
so,
thing.
I love the Rusty Rail, and I just had a Wolf King myself before I switched to the lovely Jack Daniels here. But so, you are a magician, is that correct?
I am a professional magician.
Magician. So, why? And how?
Like most kids, I had a magic kit that somebody in my family gave me at a Christmas or birthday party.
Sure.
And the magic bug struck, and I did it for show and tell. Got out of it for a few years, and by the time I was 14 in Sunbury, PA, there was a magic shop a gentleman owned and kind of restruck the bug, and that was it. He talked me into performing in front of audiences and doing small parties, and from there on out, that's all I've ever done.
That's awesome. So is that magic shop still open?
It is not. I was probably the number one customer.
Yeah.
It was on Market Street. You know, it's not something you suspect to see in Sunbury, PA. But
well, it's like it's like a comic shop anymore,
yeah, right?
It's like
exactly.
You don't hear about those things anymore.
Yeah, I'd go in every Friday and buy a new trick, and he'd show me how it works, and that was it.
Yeah. So What sort of gigs do you get as a professional musician here?
Yeah.
We're going to record to you.
I used professional to play trumpet, too.
Magician, yeah.
I do a lot of family events, a lot of business events, private parties, corporate functions. Anything. I travel outside of the area, of course, so all over.
So how far have you traveled to perform magic?
I did magic for Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida for 4 years, and then I moved back about 6 years ago, so that's probably the farthest.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was just in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Chris Angel everywhere, right?
Yeah. I was in Vegas 4 years ago. My favorite magician is Matt King, and he's at Harrah's Casino. He's a comedy magician.
Okay.
Genius. Check him out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are you a comedy magician?
I put some comedy into my act. I'm not as funny as I'd like to be, but... I have some moments in there to engage the people with some laughs.
Yeah. So what would you say, what's your mission with magic? What are you trying to accomplish?
Oh, I think any magician basically does what they do for the reaction of the audience, but more so the moment of the reaction takes people out of their humdrum everyday life and lets them forget about all this stuff they have to deal with in everyday life, and they're a kid again. No matter how old you are, when you're surprised like that and something fools you like that, when you see magic, it just takes you back and you get lost in it.
Sure. So do you look for that like eye pop moment where someone's like, holy crap?
Yeah, the eye pop moment, you know, applause are nice, you know, but the best is probably the gasp, the
breathing in.
That's the best reaction.
So has there been a time where you're looking for the gasp and you got like... crickets,
fizzles,
right? Like, yeah.
Oh, some people watch it differently. Some people like to try to just figure it out, so they're analytical and understand the different personalities that people have. But
sure,
either way.
Was there ever a trick that went wrong that you just kind of like totally messed it up on stage?
Oh, all the time. It doesn't matter how long you do anything. You know, odds are against you, so you just got to roll with the punches, and the show's got to go on. So you make it look like it was supposed to happen, and if you can't, just go on to the next thing.
So what's something that most people have this perception of magic, right?
Yes.
What's something that we don't really realize about what it is to be a musician? I keep saying musician.
Yes,
it's the recording studio.
Everybody, it's the beer.
To be a magician.
it's the beer. I think the number one thing people don't realize with magic is how much performance goes into a good magic show.
Right.
And how... it is planned out, the behind the scenes. They just think it's guy up there doing tricks. But if it's a good magic show, you know, you not only have to fool them, but you got to entertain them.
Sure.
So all the entertainment behind it, I think, is the thing people miss the most.
Right. So where can people find you to see what you're about?
Oh, locally?
Yeah. I meant digitally, but locally too.
Oh, both digitally, BrentKesslerMagic.com, Facebook. .com/TheMindTees. Locally, I perform at a lot of restaurants, tableside, before and after dinner for a few minutes at the tables. For 8-9 years, I've been at Garfield's in the mall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every Sunday they do a family night. Marzoni's I do every Thursday. You can catch me at Knubbles if you want to. Every year I do a week of shows there on the stage. I do my stage act. And then a wide variety of local private parties and special events. So.
And now the Stone State Social.
Studio Social.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I like magic.
Thanks.
I'm also one of the analytical people to try to figure out what you're doing.
That's all right. Everybody
but I'll give you
does.
A gasp and an eye pop moment and I'll play to the crowd.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I appreciate you sitting down with me and give me a little glimpse behind the scenes, and I look forward to the
Absolutely.
Show later.
Thanks, Miles.
Yeah.
I want to point out that the thong song is playing.
Yes, the thong song is playing.
Cisco.
And I've been loving this whole like early 2000s playlist here.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, I was surprised to come in and hear that.
Yeah.
I thought I heard No Diggity at one point.
I did hear No Diggity, yes. All right, but we're running and we're live, so that's fine. People can enjoy that banter leading up to it. So, sir, what is your name? What are you drinking? What do you do? Let's get to know you.
My name is Aaron. I'm drinking Yuengling Lager here at Stone State.
Or just Lager, as they say here in Pennsylvania.
Lager.
Lager, yes. That has the French say it. Lager.
Yeah. Just enjoying my night here at the social event here at Stone State, supporting Chad. And came in with Dumb Loud, and we actually work here in the building, you know, with them. So we're just down here kind of spreading the word of the company and trying to meet some new faces and new friends.
So people that don't know Dumb Loud, what do you guys do?
Well, Dumb Loud is a clothing brand. we tried to take the idea of clothing and focus it on an industry that was popping at the time. Popping, by the way, is hot in terms. It means it's big. You
it's
know?
The slang.
So during that time, we also decided that the marijuana industry was something that was also popping. You know, it's an industry that you're never gonna. It's an industry that's you're never gonna see happen again.
Well, you know what's crazy? I was just in Las Vegas, and there were literally billboards that said cannabis.
Yeah.
They're just advertising it, dispensaries, and all it said on the billboard was cannabis.
Yeah.
And then MedMan was what it was. So it's it's everywhere.
What people don't understand is it truly is a medicine. It's nature's medicine. It really is, and it's helping a lot of children, a lot of people, a lot of old folks from pain and stuff.
Sure.
So back to the company. I mean, we wanted to merge the two and make a clothing brand that was a witty, subliminal style message. You know, that was a clean cut and worn in the street fashion world.
Sure.
That basically just explains that marijuana is not a bad thing. You know what I mean? It can be fun. You know, we have a couple of shirts that say like "I love my J's," but they represent shoelaces.
Oh, you know, nice.
So you know, if you're a Jordan person and you love wearing Jordans, you can put on the "I love my J's" shirt. But at the same time,
yeah, it's subliminal.
It
means
"I love my joints."
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so right now you're saying "I catch flights, not feelings."
Catch flights, not feelings.
Is that one of yours?
Yeah, that's one of the companies.
So what does that mean?
Well, that's more of just like a don't fall in love, be on the move, mover shaker type vibe.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just saying, like, don't always be in one place. Like, be a guy that goes out there and gets it, you know? And it's not saying, like, don't ever get married and fall in love, but just catch flights, not feelings.
Sure.
You know, get out there and grind. Be an entrepreneur, you know? And
sure, yeah, man.
So well, some of them are more, like, uplifting, and some of them are marijuana related. Some of them
are tongue-in-cheek,
you know?
Yeah. One guy you should, if you, I don't know, do you like podcasts? Listen to podcasts?
Yeah, yeah, I love.
There's this guy called the Stationary Astronaut.
Okay,
have you heard of him?
Stationary? No.
He's out in Minnesota.
Okay,
and he's all about he's a huge advocate for plant medicine, and he's all about stationary astronauts. So going within to then travel without. So yeah. He's gone to the jungle and done ayahuasca and the meditation and just keep taking care of yourself and just being one with we are all the same. And I interviewed him for my podcast, and he's a super interesting guy, but you guys would probably hit it off. And very much the same mindset.
That's a whole other level, but I mean,
it's another level, but it's very similar
too.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of things naturally that are great for people that a lot of people don't know about, and I mean, we've come from a long line of history of people using things to make them think faster or
sure.
Do things better, and it's just part of the culture now,
Right.
We're not actually saying go out and be a person who smokes weed every day. We're trying to show that it's something you can do recreationally, and you're not just some guy that sits on a couch and
sure.
So
yeah, like right now we're drinking alcohol.
Yeah, which right? I don't even like alcohol. To be honest with you,
yeah.
I would choose to probably just go off right now and disappear and take
sure.
care of my medicine, but no, so it's just that's what the company represents, and we're trying to build a way to show our culture to the world, and just be fun with it,
So I follow you guys on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you.
And yeah, you're welcome. And where did the champion thing come in, where you flipped the C to become a D? Was that...
Well, we have our CEO and our acting CEO. He runs a company. His name's Zaid. He's basically our main designer. And this guy just comes up with crazy ideas like
yeah.
this. And the one day he did it, and he made the design. He's like, "What do you guys think about this?" And we were like, "What?" Like,
yeah.
So, I mean...
So is Champion come knocking yet and saying stop?
No. That's how Supreme got big, though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was Gucci or Louis Vuitton, but the Supreme bit off of them, and one day they got cease and desist.
Yeah,
and they had to stop. But now they're actually merged with that company,
right?
So,
yeah, now you're talking about it. Yeah,
in the streetwear fashion industry, you can't be scared to mix and match things and change things up a little bit, and that's what's awesome about this business is that there's no walls to stop you,
right.
You can slap on a Supreme patch, and it looks cool, and then hopefully the brand sees that, and you might end up doing a whole collab with Supreme, So
sure,
there's a lot of opportunities with this type of work.
So why Dumb Loud? Where'd the name come from?
That's another thing Zaid would have to answer. I mean, he, like I said, he's the one who started the company, but Dumb Loud was just a lot of people say, "Yo, that was loud," or that song was hot, kind of is the word loud now. So
okay.
my friend Zade came up with this thing where he said, yo, that's dumb loud. Her ass is fat. Instead of saying ass is fat, let's say her ass is dumb loud, yo. Like, so it just became a slang. And the slang kind of turned into a design, and the design turned into a shirt.
Right.
And the shirt turned into a company.
Interesting.
You know, so now we're branding out with, we try to work with celebrities who are older, you know, like people like Cassidy, Freeway, Salento, you know, stuff like that, who we have sent our clothing lines to, you know, our clothing brand to, and they've worn the products for us. You know, we've sent stuff to Snoop Dogg. His chef actually is one of them. He wears the most dumb loud.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So some influencer marketing. Yeah.
Yeah, so we work with influencers on Instagram and stuff like that.
That's awesome. So where can people find you guys on Instagram and
on
beyond?
On Instagram, it's at Dumb Loud. We also have dumbloud.com where you can go and shop. You know, we also do a line of these rundowns. It's called the Dumb Loud Rundown. And what we do is we find hip-hop artists who think they're the best, and we kind of run down on them when they least expect it. This van shows up, crew and camera crew, and you might be at the store. You might be folding your laundry. But we come up with a beat plan and a camera crew, and you have to spit bars at that moment.
Yeah, show your
and
stuff.
It kind of eliminates the people who aren't that good in the music game and kind of personifies those who are.
That's awesome.
We're trying to build that platform for artists to be able to have that moment, you know, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And another great thing is we just merged with we have a new host now, actually, which is, this is a great thing to talk about. His name is Tiz215 on Instagram.
Okay.
And he's a filmmaker and a comedian. And he just did a movie called a social media movie where he took 10 of the top Instagram comedians and brought them together and made this movie. And it's actually doing really well. So
that's really cool. Where can we find the movie?
I believe that's on a link through Tiz, so you'd want to go to at Tiz_215
right on
at Instagram. Yeah, and he's hilarious. He's kind of one of those Vine skit comedians, you know.
Yeah,
and he has this thing going now where he literally had Cardi B the other morning fart on live camera because it was called the Hey Bae Challenge, and you have to say, like, you have to have your boyfriend or girlfriend behind you, and you say, "Hey babe," and they say, "What?" and you go. And then you laugh.
That's funny, man.
So yeah, he's got the whole world shook on this Bae Challenge right now, and
that's,
we're
hilarious.
Really happy to have him on board and be a part of the
that's great down. Doing big things, man. Central PA.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's awesome. It really is.
Well, it's awesome to meet you, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Awesome, thank you so much. It's
yeah
good to meet you too.
Alright, man, well, thanks for sitting down. I know we talked earlier, but for those of you that don't, those of you listening that don't know you, tell me your name and why you're here.
My name is Colin Mason Wayne Whitfield. I'm here just to network and, like, meet new people around the area. I'm originally from Sands Grove, but I'm here in Orange. There's just good vibes here.
Yeah.
Just a lot of creative people here. And I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So what's your creative pursuit? What are you into?
I'm into film and photography. I got into film when I was 13 years old, and I just recently started really getting into, photography when I was in 2017, actually.
Yeah.
So, like, I've always had a thing for film. Like, I've always had a passion for it, but, like, not as much as for photography, per se.
Sure.
But, yeah.
So what brought you from film into photography?
So I went to Ithaca in 2017, the year 2017, and I had to take a photo class. I really didn't want to, because I was a cinema major, and I wanted to focus solely on that, but I had to take a photo class, and like it was pretty awesome because like I was the only guy in there, and I took some classes, I got like really like inspired by it because like okay, there's actually like more to taking photos than just like holding a camera to your face and just saying okay, here's a photo.
Sure.
And
yeah, more than a selfie, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So, what do you like to capture with a photo? When you grab a camera and you're out to capture a moment, what are you looking for before you hit the shutter?
I am looking for, I usually shoot portraits. That's like my favorite thing to shoot. So I look for like a story that person's been through, or like try to capture their essence of who that is as a person, whether it be somebody off the streets, my best friend or a model. I just try to find who they are as a person, like try to capture that in the moment.
So if it's somebody off the street, how do you know who they are as a person to capture it? Are you just making a judgment and it's who you think they are as a person, or how do you it's art, I know, but so yeah. how do you make that decision that's who they are as a person?
So I did we in that one photo class I was talking about earlier, I did have to do, like, we had to do pictures of strangers, and so there's just like this girl, I was like, hey, can I take your photo? She's like, yeah, sure. And then she smiled. I was like, no, don't do that. I was like, make that face that you did before you met me. And she looked kind of like pissed off because I don't know.
Sure.
But I made her make that like face. And it was just like, for me, it was like, it's more authentic and realistic instead of, you know, just like smiling and everything. So like,
right.
Basically, like, I've only done like one like stranger. I probably should get like more into that to get like out of my comfort zone. But yeah, just like trying to have them be authentic in front of the camera.
Well, it'd be cool. So right now I'm at the social doing a podcast with strangers.
Yeah.
You know, we're friends now. We just met.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be a cool thing. Like next month, bring your camera.
Yeah.
Well, and we could do... Well, you got your camera.
Yeah.
But let's do portraits of strangers here.
That'd be... Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it'd be cool. We could do both. We could do an audio thing. Mm-hmm. And then we're done talking to me. You take the photo.
Sounds like a good idea.
And then we could post it and link it up. Tag you, tag me, tag Stone State. And it's a way that we can capture everything that's here at the night, you know?
Yeah.
So sure. If you have your camera tonight, I would just say, go approach people and say, hey, can I take your photo? And yeah, you catch them in a moment, make that face again and do it. And that's how you're going to meet people and get out of your comfort zone and grow your network and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Do it. When we get off this, go do it.
All right.
So people your age, how old are you?
I'm 23. I just turned 23.
23. Cool, man. I turn 29 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So it's like my birthday right now. We're celebrating. Thank you for being here for my birthday.
Yeah.
What would you say to people that are 23 that are pursuing the same thing you're pursuing, might be unsure of themselves? What piece of advice would you give them to just give them confidence?
I just say, just go and do it. Like, you're young right now. I mean, you're going to get experience as you get older. Like, I started making videos when I was 13, and like they were horrible, but like as the years went on, I got started getting better and better, getting more equipment and everything. And just be yourself.
Right.
I think that's like the most important thing. Don't do what you think is popular. Don't do what you think other people want you to do, because then you'll lose yourself and like your creative outlook on how you look at things.
Absolutely.
I would just say, just be yourself.
That's an awesome lesson for you to have learned at such a young age. So mm-hmm. Don't lose that, man, and hold on to it, and you'll be much better off for it. So where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Colin, C-O-L-I-N, _ Mason Wayne, _ Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D. I'm also on Facebook, That Mulatto from Colorado, also on YouTube. As
hold on one second. That Mulatto from Colorado?
Yeah.
I like that. Why isn't the Instagram that? You changed it up?
Well, yeah. So I already had it on my business card, so I'm like, I can't change it.
That's hilarious, dude.
So That Mulatto from Colorado, also on YouTube. Mulatto is spelled M-U-L-A-T-T-O. I just like... those are the places that you can find me.
That's great, man. Well, I'm happy to have met you tonight. Looking forward to connecting with you, dude, more in the future. And
yeah, for sure.
You seem like a cool man. So go take some photos and let's get your name out there.
Yeah.
Right? So I heard you saying you're not even here right now. How crazy was that magician?
Bro, it was crazy, man. I seen, like, I didn't think I was seeing what I was seeing. Like, to be honest, like, I felt like I wasn't in the room. I felt like I wasn't even here anymore.
He made a dollar bill fly through the air.
Bro,
a quarter levitate.
Bro,
it was insane.
Bro, then he had to turn in, and I don't even know.
And then the keychain was the card that they signed.
Bro, he made.
I have no idea what happened.
Chuck have a card in his hand that wasn't even the same card he put.
And
in his hand.
That guy sat in your seat an hour ago, and I talked to him about what it was like to be a magician, and he totally underplayed it. He's like, "Oh yeah, man, I'm just an average guy," and then he was just freaking. That was real magic. That was insane.
Honestly, bro, you know it's crazy? Just like I say, last month for my birthday, the day before my birthday, I went to Philly, and I was out there, and there was a musician out there, and I just don't understand how they do it, bro.
Yeah.
He just made everything disappear.
That's crazy.
And then it ended up in his pocket. I don't understand, bro.
Well, let's talk about you. I haven't met you before. You just walked up on stage here. So what is your name? What are you drinking? What are you here for?
I'm sipping... this joint got me nice right now. I might need a spliff right after this. But I'm sipping some of that Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Got me right with the cranberry juice, man.
Oh, nice, it's nice, hitting. Nice, nice.
But I'm Shock Medusa, man. I go by Shock. Mostly everyone know me as Shock. I do some of everything, bro. I'm an entrepreneur pretty much, bro. I do music, from videos, editing. I drive. I get on the road, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So you see drive, get on the road. What do you drive?
Dumb Loud van. It's parked outside right now.
So I talked to another guy from Dumb Loud. He said you guys kind of like show up on some dudes and say rap.
Rundown.
You do the rundowns? Dumb Is that Loud you?
Rundown, man. We run down on artists, and we need them bars. Shout out to Tiz, too, man. Tiz215, man.
That's what he said as well. Yeah, so you do the run, you drive the rundown, man?
Yeah, we drive, run down, and we get them bars, and we capture them bars. And pretty much, like, Dumb Loud is the movement, man. It's, like, about to be a way of life. It's about to be, like, around the world so fast in a snap of the fingers because everything we doing, and we have so much genuine people. So it's pretty much, like, just the thought of having them original bars, bringing back that authenticity, you know, authentic things and original. So giving them that material and, and giving them that feeling all in once. Also bringing comedy to it. That's how Tiz215 comes. So with the rundowns, we're going to have the comedy.
Yeah, it sounds, bars, like, it sounds music, like great content.
Also,
yeah.
The fashion, not to mention Dumb Loud fashion.
You are very fashionable right now. The pants, man, pants
they
are...
They could hear the pants. They probably hear
so, all right. If you can't hear these pants, I'll describe the pants to you. It's a mix of camo, blue,
sauce,
yellow,
man.
You know, plaid, Dumb Loud pattern over and over. It's like an eclectic mix of just,
super
you know...
loud.
I would call those pants confidence.
He said, I call them... I think because I'm wearing it, it's confident.
Like, if you're not confident, take those pants off. You cannot wear those pants.
Yeah, you know it's crazy? I forgot I'd be having these pants on. So people that's, be like, yo, bro, your pants. I'll be,
you're like, whatever. That's my life. That's my pants.
It's regular.
So you said you're a musician as well?
Well, I wish... I mean, I am a musician, but... A musician, but not like the way you said it, because I know he was doing some things in there.
Well, that's, that's a magician.
Yeah, I sound
you're
like you
a
said
musician.
Magician.
Yeah, yeah.
Musician.
So, do you want to drop some bars right now for the people?
Oh, man, I always got bars. Sit back, pull a line back. Sit back, roll up, blow the dime back. From a hood where you can get your mom tapped. Matter time, place, nobody can react fast. Lord, I've been the guy, everybody knows. I'm the plug, get you wet, then buy some clothes. I'll be damned if I catch a napping at my soul. Cause the energy I have will make a plate turn gold.
Nice.
Man, I see you creeping, think I'm sleeping. No one young and eating, run up on me. Then I might catch a beating, homie. I don't know what, man, you thinking. Feel me? I want to bleep it out. I don't know if it's cursing on this.
We can put an expletive tag on this if you want to
go crazy on.
But where can people find you to get more of that? That was awesome. Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's actually some old joint. You can find that. I got a video of them bars on Vevo. It's called Money Is All. A video I dropped on Vevo about 3 years ago. You could type in Shock Medusa on Vevo. Shock Medusa space MEDUSA. You can also follow me on Instagram, Shock Medusa, man. We just vibing, man.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, I appreciate you sitting down with me and sharing yourself.
Appreciate
that's awesome,
you, bro, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We definitely got to link up.
Yeah, dude.
You on Instagram, bro?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, man. So, what's your name? What's your story?
Hello, my name is RJ Gerba. I'm Sound Capo's official photographer, and Sound Capo's is a record label that started over like about 2 years ago.
Okay. So, what do you do as the official photographer for a label?
I take all the pictures. I do a lot of video editing, photo editing. Just basically all that stuff.
Yeah. So how'd you get started doing that, man? Like, what brought you to be the official guy?
Honestly, I started maybe about 6 months ago, and it honestly was just like a crazy story. I just met up with my buddies from, like, well, I'm honestly not even buddies. They were just like my kind of like acquaintances, but they became like my brothers. They're my family now.
Sure.
And everybody's my family. Like Sky on the Beat, he's the producer. He's like my uncle. You know what I mean? He's. But yeah, like that's basically how I got started.
That's cool. So, is this what you want to do forever? You have other aspirations?
Definitely. No, yeah, this is basically what I want to do for a long time.
Dude, that's awesome.
I love doing it. So,
how old are you?
I'm 20.
So, you're 20 years old and you found what you want to do for a long time.
For a long time.
That's an amazing thing, man.
It's awesome.
Most people.
It's awesome. Because, like, I come to work every day and it's, like, not like I'm coming to work. You know what I mean?
That's great, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Most people never find that. And you're 20 years old.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's great.
You're, like, two decades ahead of every average American.
Yeah, very blessed. Very blessed.
Yeah.
So, glory to God.
So. Where do you see that group going? What's the 5 year plan?
Anywhere, all over Cali, Atlanta. They were just in over the summer. I couldn't go, fortunately, because I had other work. But Yeah, anywhere the wind blows us, basically.
That's awesome.
Get all the way out there. SoundCapos, SoundCapos.com. That's where you can find all of our information, everything we do, that whole site. It's awesome. Check
that's awesome.
Out.
Yeah. So how would you describe what you do?
Oh, dream come true. That's just it.
But so describe SoundCapos, though. Like,
oh,
I know
gosh.
You love it, it's your dream come true, but what is it?
We do recording, record artists, like I said, photography, videography, the whole nine yards. Anything you need us to do, basically, we could do it.
Right on.
Like, in the music industry like that.
Yeah.
So now we're teaming up with Dumb Loud now.
Dumb Loud. Yeah, cool.
Dumb Loud.
Those guys seem
they're awesome. They're awesome.
Energetic.
Very,
dude.
Very fun to work with.
Yeah.
They're like the brothers, too. They're family, you know what I mean? So, spent a lot of time together.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So what has been, in your time so far, the low moment? The moment where you're like, well, shit. Is this going to work? Should I keep doing this?
Honestly, when you put so many hours into it and you don't see profit right away, you kind of second guess yourself. You're like, okay, is this really worth it? But then you think, okay, yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's going to take time, and we just got to be patient.
Right.
That's basically it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So who taught you patience?
Honestly, Sky on the Beat. You can find him. Yeah, you can find him on SoundCapos.com. He just kept on telling me, hey, it's going to take time. It is honestly going to take time.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, I'm going to check it out.
Hey, perfect.
Where else can they find you besides the website? Anything else?
You can find me basically on the website. That has my Instagram, my Facebook. So just like all in a link.
Yeah.
You'll just find it right on there.
Dude, right on. Yeah. Awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks
Thank
for sitting down.
Much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate it, man.
No, hold on.
We'll hold as long as you need. We can edit all this out. It never happened.
It happens. It's going to be there. Because when it happens,
that's right.
Somebody going to pull it back up. Like, remember that time you farted?
The Lost Files.
At the podcast.
The time you farted. Is that if you want to let it go, man, no judgment on my part.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. So, what's your name and why are you here?
My government name or the name that I go by?
Whichever you'd like to share.
My name is Tyree.
Tyree, nice to meet you.
That's my personal name, so if they hear that, they get to call me Tyree.
Oh, okay.
My rap name is Chocolate Ty.
Chocolate Ty?
Yes. That was my given rap name.
So someone gave that to you?
Someone gave that to me.
Okay.
And then I went through a transformation, and my name is Honey Koofies.
Right.
So people say Chocolate Ty, Honey Koofies. I'm still trying to transition people into Honey Koofies.
Or like Chocolate Koofies.
It has to be Honey Koofies.
Okay. I'll do that.
It has to be.
I actually follow you on Instagram already because I met you last month.
Yes.
And, dude, your videos are intense.
Thank you.
There's that one with the strobe light.
Yes.
I love that one, man. That was really creative. That was cool.
Yeah, I shot that in my homie's Aaron's room.
Yeah?
Upstairs.
So what got you started in rap? Like, what got you going?
It's just, I would be lying. I don't even remember. It's just something that I always know that I was doing.
Sure.
You know, I had a cousin that we used to go on family reunions. I was probably 11, 12, and we would go to North Carolina. So he would be, we'd all be in a hotel room when we on our way there, and we'd just be freestyling and rapping. But he was like the best freestyler, you know, and we all used to just have fun. And that's the earliest I can think that I was rapping from back then.
And how old were you then?
Like 11, 12.
Yeah?
Yep.
So how's it grown to where you are now? I mean, what brought you to sitting here at the Stone State Social and who you are?
It's just something that I love to do. Like, art is my natural passion. Like, drawing, like, I've had scholarships presented to me, and I didn't take them because music is something that I really love to do. Art is something that I love to do. It's just I outgrew it.
Yeah.
So it's just like music is, no matter what, I write music. You know, just no matter what, any type of music. It's just, I keep doing it.
Sure. So what does success look like for you?
Success looks
like, when would you like exhale and say, I made it?
I don't think it can be labeled. I want my family to be comfortable.
Sure.
Because I look at a lot of artists and I look at people and I say, well, they're very successful. Like, I look at, like, the Jay-Z's and the Nas's because I put myself in the same category as talent-wise.
Yeah.
Not financial-wise, but talent-wise, sure. I'm there. But then at the same time, I say they've been in the game so long and they still do tours. If I make $5 million, I don't have to keep going. I don't have to make music my job.
Right.
It'll be my something I love to do, because I'd rather make $5 million and spend time with my family, you know, instead of just like I have to do this and do this and stay on the road and always tour all year. No, I don't have to do that to provide. Now I can provide. Now we can go to those places that I always wanted to go, that they always wanted to go. So success is just not being accepting of what I have. Like, you know, right now I'm not successful, but I'm there for my children. So it works. But sure. I want the world to hear me.
Yeah.
So they can know, like, damn, this dude is really good. And if it never happens, which it will, but if it never happens, hypothetically, I'm still going to make music.
Sure.
And I'm still successful, because at the end of the day, my children know that I love them and I will go to the extent, you know, so.
Right.
Success is just, it's just how you weigh it. It's just how you weigh it.
Yeah, I totally agree. When you say you want the world to hear you, what do you want to say to the world? What do you want them to hear?
I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I have over 1,000 songs recorded.
Wow.
Yes, I did 7.5 years in jail.
Okay.
So before I went to jail, I had 1,000 songs recorded. I came home with 8 rap books. Nice full rap books.
Wow.
So I have a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot.
Yeah.
I got the burps. You're not hearing them. I don't know if you hear the burps, but it's like.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's real life, man. People burp.
Real life.
Yeah. People burp in real life.
People burp, yes. I didn't let one go out the other end yet, but you know what I mean? I ain't got no problem if I did. I'll let you know, player.
Well, that's awesome, man. I mean, I am very intrigued, and I want to get you on my show for a long form, like 75 minutes, unabashed, the real you. We'll do it.
Yes.
But this is meant to be a light, you know, welcome to the Stone Stage Social,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So as we wrap up here, why should people come to Northumberland, Pennsylvania, to this little recording studio on A Street to meet people like you? What's here for them?
It's where you can actually come and just be yourself, and you're around people that love to do what they love to do. I have a saying, I do the things I like to do.
Right.
So when you come here, like, if you just want to come and just watch, observe, if you don't know that you want to be a graphic designer, or if you don't know that you want to be a musician or somebody that shoots videos, this is the perfect place to just come, and you might like, oh wow, this is something I want to do. Like tonight,
yeah,
I just found out I want to be a magician.
That guy was insane.
Like, you know, I've been rapping all my life. I want to be a magician now. I want to learn 2 card tricks.
Yeah,
real good ones, you know. So like, if you come here, it's just a good environment to be around. Like, I've been in Williamsport since I was 13.
Okay.
And the music scene is phenomenal there. It's a lot of talent there, but it's nowhere to go. So, you know, I've a lot of talent that I know, I try to get them to come here. And then we're like in the middle of Williamsport and Harrisburg.
Right.
It's like everything here. If you come to Stone State, you're going to get commercials, you're going to get studio, you're going to get pictures, you're going to get anything that you want to do to promote yourself. If you really believe in yourself, this is the best place you can come right now that I know of.
Dude, totally agree.
Without having to go to New York or something.
We all bring value to one another.
Yes.
You know, we're doing a podcast now.
And it's podcast.
You know, you just happened upon this tonight.
Yes.
But we're going to get the word out. You got people recording, and we're going to talk about it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I appreciate you sitting down, man. Wonderful to meet you.
You too.
And
the second time.
Yeah, second time, but first time recorded.
Yes.
And we're going to record again, man. I want to hear the whole story.
I got the whole story.
I want to hear the whole
and
story.
And I get graphic, too.
Oh.
I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
That's
blah.
Awesome. Let's do it.
I get Bennett.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man. So what's your name? What are you drinking? What are you here for?
What am I drinking? Well, I'm drinking a rail spike by the Rusty Rail.
You're the second guest tonight that's had that beverage. It's
well,
a popular
there's,
one.
There's 6 different beers, so eventually they're all going to get there.
Right.
My name's Scott Bernstein. I live in Winfield on the Lewisburg side. Our daughter went to Lewisburg.
Okay.
And I currently own the Stone Shop up there in the old Hess gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right near the KFC Taco Bell combo.
Yeah, I have KFC Taco Bell on one side. I got CVS on the other.
There you go.
We sell Anything to do with like indoor kitchen and bathroom design, cabinetry, stone for the top of your stuff, backsplash. We do fireplaces and stone for houses and patios and anything cool out of stone.
Wow, that's a lot. So how'd you get started in the stone business?
It's a weird journey. Back about 14 years ago, I went on vacation to St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands and found myself falling in love with it. My family was in the radio business. We were selling out at the time and went down there, bought a hunk of land and built a house and moved the family down there.
Wow.
So, and while building a house in the rainforest, you use a lot of stone and concrete. So yeah. I had an engineer help me, and one thing led to another, and I found myself in love with stone and homes and everything else.
Wow. So how do you bring it back from the rainforest to, you know, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania?
Well, I started doing some small projects for people. I started commuting it at times when I brought the family back. So I was kind of going back and forth, and I'd come home for a week, and I'd have somebody say, hey, let's do a front stoop. Hey, let's do a fireplace. And we'd go knock it out and really enjoyed it. Had a contractor business for about 7-8 years, and it evolved 5 years ago into a stone shop.
Wow. So how'd you find yourself to the Stone State Studio Social?
Well, my old radio ties. I used to make jingles in here back when I was in radio in the really? Early 90s. Yeah, I had about 8 or 9 jingles that I had produced for me in this studio. So I knew the building, and I've known Chad and Paul through the radio business.
Right.
And just those friendships and those contacts led me to be part of what's going on here.
That's really cool.
Yeah, donated some, like, I guess we had some mics I donated and an old AP wire machine from my father and I in our radio days.
Yeah.
And it was fun to give a little back.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how would you describe this creative space for, you know, kind of non-suspecting central PA area, right? Like, people don't think of this when I think of central Pennsylvania,
right. It's,
you know?
It's obviously, it's something that is special. You don't have this even in decent-sized cities.
True.
So to have this kind of talent, first of all, it takes someone like Paul and Chad with enormous talent to be able to do this. And to be able to have it in central Pennsylvania, we're very fortunate because these guys, they can do it.
Yeah.
They've done it. And
yeah,
they're doing
I agree.
It more, and they're getting better, and they're getting bigger and stronger and more creative. And the more people they meet, the more things happen.
Yeah. And they're creating this, like, safe haven. It's okay to be creative. It's okay
exactly.
to be crazy and have these ideas. Yeah,
that's awesome. You're exactly
that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I love it here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm this weird dude that, you know, I found my safe haven here, and they're letting me do this. It's, you know, it's fun.
I agree with you, man.
I love meeting people. It's awesome. So
it's nothing better than when people are in here producing music or doing a commercial.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's
yeah.
a lot of fun. I always learn something each time I come.
Yeah, oh, I agree. I totally agree. So where can people find you and your business if they
want
to learn
more?
Well,
you can find me up on 15 there at the Stone Shop. You know, if you're looking to do your countertops over or you want to redo a bathroom or you just want to think out of the box with something cool, come in. And if we can't do it, we'll tell you how to get it done or where to go get it done.
Yeah, and you guys on social media and stuff too?
Yeah, you can catch us on Facebook at Stone Shop. You can catch us on – we have a great website called Stone Shop. PA.com. And yeah, we like to be creative. Got a great designer in there, Stephanie. She does a wonderful job. We've done some wonderful kitchens recently, and we're doing some bathrooms, and we're doing some good work.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
we're thinking out of the box like this place.
From the Stone State to the Stone Shop.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for sitting down. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, this takes me back to my old radio days coming in
yeah.
here. We used to see a lot of cool stuff. I mean, the last time I was in here before these guys jumped in here, it was a Hawkins Chevrolet commercial produced by David Rose back in 92.
Wow.
So there was a little bit of time off there, but it was well worth it.
So what, he gave us a radio voice? Like, you
know, I have no radio voice.
Out, you know?
I was in sales. They didn't let me get behind the mic. I did one commercial, and that's because nobody was in the building on a Friday, and I had to do it myself.
That's
and
funny.
Let's just say I won't do another Orangeville Carnival commercial again.
That's great.
You got it, man.
Dude.
Yeah?
What a night.
What do you think?
That was a lot of fun.
First time we're doing it. So yeah. I missed a lot of it.
You
so
did, because you were the hostess with the mostest.
Well, you have to go around, you say hi to everybody and everything like that, and you have a ton of friends coming in and out, and you want to spend a lot of time with
but
them.
But we had, like, vagabonds off the street.
Yeah.
A magician.
Yeah.
Your friends.
Yeah.
Your family, quote unquote, because, yeah. like, people that come here all the time are, like, your family.
Sure.
But this was nuts. And it was what was funny is we started, and people were like, what's going on with the microphones? Like, who's that guy? And then there was an audience at one point where I didn't even have to get up. And people were just like
coming in and
filing
out.
In and out. And it was awesome. And so I think the more we do it, the more it's going to become a thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's just a great opportunity for people to share their story. Whether or not anybody hears this or not, I don't know.
I'll hear it.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
I just think it's a really good accessory to a party, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of fun, and you doing this, I think it's just the perfect fit. So
yeah, man, it'll be
a lot of fun.
It's exciting. It's fun.
Right on.
So, what do you want to leave people with, right, when they close their eyes and think of Stone State Studio Social? Three words, because you know that's where I go. What do you want them to leave with? What do you want them to visualize? The three words.
Three words. I have six. I have six words.
Okay. I'll take them.
Can I do six?
Yeah, of course.
What if we do Stone State Entertainment?
That's right.
And your six words are the official sponsor of Good Times.
I like it.
What do you think?
Dude, that sounds like a t-shirt. It's a bumper sticker, a t-shirt, a koozie.
The official sponsor of Good
Sounds
Times.
Like merchandise. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, man. So
it was a blast.
Everyone for listening, thank you for bearing with us, and stay tuned for next month.
Can't wait. It's
the official sponsor of Good Times. We'll be back.
Right on, baby.
All right.
All right, that's a wrap. Thank you to Chad Evans for hosting the Studio Social and for letting me throw up some mics and talk to people. Thanks to everybody that was a guest. It was such a cool mix of people. I'm going to make sure that I link up to everybody's website and Facebook and Instagram handles that they rattled off here in the episode notes. So if you thought they were interesting and you want to check out more about them, you can do that. And the next Studio Social will be this coming Thursday. That is March the 28th. And it starts at 5 p.m. at Stone State Entertainment in Northumberland. Again, I'll put the address and all that good stuff in the episode notes. So I hope to see you there and get you on the microphone. Until next time, everybody. Cheers.